I had a sweet mom moment this week. My younger two sons are on a summer league baseball team, and we were at one of their games. My older son just graduated from high school last month, and he was there also. As he was walking by, this little boy who was there watching the baseball game shyly came up to my son, Drew, and it took all the courage he had, and he finally looked at him with big eyes and said, "Hi." And Drew turned around and said, "Hey, buddy." And then he walked away and kept on his way. Then I watched the little boy run up to his mom, so excited that he had seen Drew. The reason why he was so excited is because my son has worked with this age group in church, in Sunday school or children's program. And it was so sweet to me to see the look of admiration that this little kindergarten boy had for my 18-year-old son. It just warmed a mom's heart that my child is now influencing another child in a small way for the Lord. And it got me to thinking, ladies, we should stop and remember that we, as the children of God, we warm his heart. We make him smile. We give him proud daddy moments. And I don't want us to forget how very much personally, intimately, like a daddy to a little girl, how much our Heavenly Father loves us, how very proud he is of us. It warms his heart to see that we are influencing others for his sake. Ladies, sometimes you just feel like, is there purpose? Is there purpose to what I'm doing every week? Am I really making a difference? I think we all feel that from time to time. So let me just stop today and remind each of us that time when you greeted your neighbor, maybe took them something, encouraged a lady at church, prayed for someone who was sick, the little things, took someone a meal when they had a baby, the times that you've made dinner for your family, all of it. Remember that Jesus said, if you've done the little things, even a cup of cold water in his name, you've done it to him. God is very generous with his love for us. The little tiny things warm his heart, give him proud papa moments. You, my friend, bring a smile to the face of God. You give him proud parent moments. And that's something that should make you feel really good about all the little things you do. Yes, the house cleaning and the endless child rearing and discipline of the littles and the diaper changing and the errands and the soccer mom, even the big things. Maybe you're staying in a difficult marriage because it honors the Lord. Maybe you're staying there on your knees and praying for an adult child who's away from God. Maybe you have an unsaved loved one who's heavy burden on your heart, or someone that's wandered from the Lord. Maybe you're praying down salvation for a neighbor or a coworker. Yes, those things, they bring a huge smile to the face of God. Friends, he loves us. He loves us individually, not as a group. You, right now, if I could be sitting across from you, drinking coffee, I'd want to say, friend, all those things you're doing, they're for him. They're a big deal. They make your Heavenly Father have proud daddy moments. They bring a smile to his face. They warm his heart. He loves you so, so, so much. And what you're doing, it's important. It matters. I'm there for you, friends, and I'm so glad that we have this time together every week. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others this week. Have a great week, friends.